In June of 2008, I motorcycled to the Arctic Ocean and went up the Dempster Highway. I went 588 miles north of the Arctic Circle. In fact, there's a picture here which shows me crossing the Arctic Circle in my 2001 silver and color BMW R1150 GS. Really incredible piece of machinery. A much more capable motorcycle than I am a motorcycle rider. Extremely forgiving. And we rode on the Dempster Highway 24 hours of daylight for... we left on the 4th of June. We got back about the 24th of June. It was daylight 24 hours a day. So you'd pull into a small town somewhere at 2 o'clock in the morning. You wouldn't know whether it was time for breakfast or lunch or supper or whatever because it was just daylight all the time. But the Dempster Highway and the Alaska Highway and the Top of the World Highway up in the Northwest Territories and in the American side on Alaska and the Prudhoe Highway, monstrous highways. The Dempster is built up highway. It's about 6 feet off the rest of the Muskeg. So what they would do is they just can't grade it on the Muskeg. They bring in millions of truckloads of gravel and they lay down a highway that is 6 or 7 or 8 feet high above the rest of the geography. And they slice the rocks up there with a big machine that takes rocks and slices them and that's how they lay down the bed of the highway. And these rocks are sliced pieces of rock about the size and weight of a toonie. And they're razor sharp. So when you're going down the highway at 45 miles an hour, I found that the operative speed for me to go on the Dempster Highway was around 42 miles an hour. That was in third gear, so there was always a significant amount of torque and horsepower going to the rear wheel. And it was fast enough to keep me upright, but not so fast that if I went down, because you will go down if you're on the Dempster Highway on two wheels, it's only a matter of time, you will fall. You don't want to be going at 65 or 70 miles an hour, because the Newtons and Ergs that are involved in a 60 mile an hour crash are a way lot different than a 42 mile an hour crash. But that being said, when you looked up ahead and you saw a plume of dust about 1,500 feet in the air, about 20 miles away, and you realized at the bottom of that plume of dust was an 18-wheeler coming down from Inuvik at 55 miles an hour, churning up thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of sliced rock the size and weight of a toonie. When those things come cartwheeling through the air at a collision rate of roughly 100 miles an hour, because they're doing 55 and I'm doing 42, they'll slice right through you. So we had chicken wire all over the front of our bikes. We had chicken wire on our headlights, chicken wire all over our rads. We always wore full coverage helmets, Kevlar gloves, Kevlar clothing, because the collision rate with those 2 or 3 ounce pieces of sliced rock coming at you, they'd just slice right through you. In fact, one of the bikes, it sliced through a part of the mechanism on it, which tricked the BMW into thinking the motorcycle side stand was down. And so now the bike stopped and we're right in the middle of nowhere. And it took us about 6 or 7 hours to repair that, because the guys I were with were really, really handy guys. And they bypassed that. But it took about 6 or 7 hours until we finally realized what it was. And that was just the sharp rock slicing through a mechanism that would trick the BMW into thinking the side stand was down. So whenever you started the bike up and put it in gear, it would stall. So anyway, so we had a couple of breakdowns, man-made breakdowns along the way, a whole bunch of flat tires, lots of grizzlies. That was really, really scary. And 24 hours of daylight. That was a pretty interesting trip. So four of us went up there on BMWs. A 2003 BMW, another 2003 BMW 1150, both of them, my 2001, and another 97 BMW R1100 GS. Magnificent highway. Intimidating as hell. If you're doing it in a 2010 Dodge 2500 series turbo Cummins diesel four-wheel drive with all the amenities, it's intimidating because there's just missiles coming at you everywhere. You stop to relieve yourself at the side of the road after 15 minutes, you're going to see wolves, you're going to see coyote, you're going to see grizzlies. They're all over the place. So it's a pretty magnanimous trip. I would recommend it to anybody, but I'm still trying to figure out what the long-term effect of having my sphincter muscle slammed shut for 23 days in a row is, because it was a pretty scary trip.